conversion. DC Everest trailing Spash 2-0. Shots on goal for the game. 26 for Stevens Point. 9 for DC Everest. And it seemed like, oh, from midway in that second period to the second intermission, it seemed like all the action was in one half of the ice. It seemed like the Evergreens were on defense really for just about the entire period. Spash really had the best of the action in that second period, and the Evergreens scoring opportunities very, very limited. DC Everest High School Hockey is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And Valley Communities Credit Union, their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. The Evergreens are 4-4 on the season and are in danger of falling back below 500. The Evergreens, you know, if you're looking for a trend about this team, when they have played upper echelon opponents, you know, some of the teams that they've played earlier in the year that they've lost to, like Walsall West, like the University School, like Wisconsin Rapids, who are good this year, the Evergreens have just not been able to generate a lot of scoring chances against that top-shelf opposition. When they play easier opponents, teams like Walsall East and Marshfield, teams that are not at that elite level, well, those are teams that they seem to be able to get many more shots on goal and get much more positive results. But when the Evergreens are in deep, it just seems like that offense, because there does seem to be a drop-off between the Evergreens' first line and the other shifts that they put out there. And even against that top-level opposition, sometimes even the first line doesn't get a lot of scoring chances. At least that's certainly been the case so far in this game. Spash leading DC Everest 2-0. Let's take a look at our Wisconsin Valley Association of Valley Conference standings. Walsall West certainly seems to be the class of the conference. In conference play, they are 2-0 and are tied for first place with Wisconsin Rapids, also 2-0. Walsall West plays a very aggressive schedule. They want to play. They seek out the best teams in the state. Walsall West has an overall record of 5-2. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Rapids has not played as tough a schedule. They are a perfect 7-0, and one of their wins is against these BC Everest Evergreens. The Evergreens come in tonight at 4-4, and they are 2-2 in conference play. That's good for second place. Stevens Point at 1-0 with one tie to Walsall East. The Panthers are in fourth and can leapfrog DC Everest if they hold on for a victory tonight. The bottom half of the conference, well, Walsall East is 0-2 in conference play. Now, Walsall East has been seeking out an easier non-conference schedule. In fact, they're the second game of our Fox Sports doubleheader tonight. They go up to Park Falls to play Shawamigan. So Walsall East 0-2 in the Valley, but 2-3-1 overall. Merrill has yet to play their first Valley Conference game. The Blue Jays, though, I believe are better this year. They already have two wins on their ledger. And Marshfield, who'd fallen earlier in the year to DC Everest, is 0-3 in Valley Conference play and 2-6-1 for the season. Tonight's DC Everest hockey broadcast is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. We're also sponsored by Ace Hardware in Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can. Ace Hardware in Weston, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. We'll look at our goalie stats, and we'll recap the scoring when we come back. Second intermission, Stevens Point leading DC Everest 2-0. Back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to our coverage of DC Everest hockey. Tonight we're in Stevens Point at the KB Willett Ice Arena. I'm Chris Conley, and Spash has a 2-0 lead at the second intermission. The Evergreens will have 8 days to regroup. They won't be in action again until next Friday, a week from tomorrow. They're playing in what is going to be an unusual holiday tournament hosted by Antigo. The Evergreens will play 3 games in the space of 2 days. Next Friday, they'll play Fond du Lac Springs, and then on Saturday, they'll play in the morning against Mayport, again on neutral ice at Antigo, and then the host team Antigo on Saturday night. I don't think the Evergreens are going to repeat that scheduling situation three games in 2 days. Second period stats brought to you by the Hearing House in Walsall, 3530 Stewart Avenue. Make your house a hearing house. Evergreens managed only 6 shots on goal. Spash, 13 shots. So now 24 saves through 2 periods for Michael Moe. Nathan Siklevan has 12 saves and continues to pitch a shutout for Spash. Only goal in the second period came from Austin Haas. Haas got a rebound and stuffed it in after Tyler McHugh missed a shot, and Moe was unable to secure the save. It came at 11:20 of the second period, and it allowed Spash to build on to that 2-0, that 1-0 lead at the time, for the 2-0 advantage that they enjoy now. A win brings Stevens Point to 4-3-1 for the season and leapfrogs them over the Evergreens from fourth into third place in the Valley Conference. The Evergreens have one period to do something about it. Puck drops, third period's underway here on Fox Sports Radio. Spash controls the draw, sends it all the way behind the Evergreens net. Michael Moe tries to send it out of there with the stick. Brady Burrell fights to push it forward. Fighting for it there is Michael Plaza and Avery Allard. Goes across to the near side. Evergreens again, just very limited opportunities here. Spash is able to hold the zone, centering, looking for Austin Haas, goes into the corner. Fighting for it there. For Spash is Jared Houck. Houck tries to send it out to the blue line. Evergreens trying to contest. One of the Evergreens players knocked down, goes behind the net. Jacob Dunfries, who has the first period goal, sends it cross ice. And the Evergreens get it out to center ice. Onside there is Brady Burrell, but Burrell can't control the puck. And Spash will counterattack. Get a partial change here. Coming onside is Austin Haas, sends it behind the net. For a moment, Michael Moe didn't see it. Nick Larson is there for Spash. Puts it on goal, goes off the blocker and off the lower pad. Loose for a moment, comes all the way out of the zone, out to center ice, to the red line. Grant Joukowsky fights for it, along with Chris Babiarz. Now it goes behind the net, where Nate Bruns is waiting for it. There we go. Out to center ice right in front of us. Again, the Evergreens have been unable to get any kind of consistent attack going here. It's in the near corner. Out to center ice. Spash fights for it. Evergreens try and control and send it in. Bryce Dively. Nope, comes back out. Evergreens circling, and there's a bad pass taken away. Sent into the corner. Nick Page sends it all the way around the boards. His teammate Grant Joukowsky fighting for it there. Joukowsky, big body, and bad pass taken right back by Spash, holding the zone. Spash looking to center. Michael Moe was down low with his stick, didn't quite get it through the crease, couldn't get it on goal. Nick Larson fights for it, comes out. Spash still holds the zone, even though that was a bad pass. Mason Joukowsky sent it right back to the corner. Spash is confident that every time they send it into the corner, they seem to be winning those battles there. Behind the net, Spash looking to center, coming in on goal, save with the stick. Nick Larson got it on goal, and Michael Moe sticked it away. Spash still holds the zone. They're in the corner. Send it behind the net again. Austin Shero can't get it out. Loose along the board, Spash kicks it in. Nick Larson, we've got a whistle, and we've got an Evergreens player down on the ice. Somebody's hurt there along those far boards. In fact, trying to get to his feet and unable to get to his feet. Is that Tyler Kohler? He's got his back turned towards us. Trying to see who that is. The injured player is up on his skates and is a little woozy. Very slowly going over towards the bench. It's Bryce Dively who was shaken up there. But Dively is able to make it off the ice onto his own power. Faceoff's going to come to Michael Moe's left. Colby Keller controls the faceoff, but the Evergreens come away with it behind the net. Michael Plaza tries to get it out. Can't. Goes over to the other side. Brady Burrell. Burrell stick handling. He's on the backhand. Has it poke checked away, and Spash is able to keep it in the zone. Jake Jaworski. Evergreens now fight for it in the corner and do get it out to center ice, where it's sent right back in by Stevens Point. Under 14 minutes to play in this one. Spash leads 2-0. And the Evergreens have played like they're unable to get anything going. So once again, it looks like the anemic offense is back here for D.C. Everest as they're playing a tougher opponent. Spash controlling at the red line. Sends it forward. They'll get a partial change here. Alex Denker has it taken away. Spash puts it right back in. Colby Keller sends it to the corner. Avery Allard is there trying to fight for it for D.C. Everest. Comes free. Brock Carfield tried to put it on with the backhand. Michael Moe save, trying a wrap around the other end. Jake Jaworski is denied on that far post. Still loose in the corner. Evergreens really can't get it out of there again. Off the stick of one of the Spash players. Now it does come out to the red line. Evergreens get a partial change. Spash carries it right back in. Jake Jaworski looked to put it in front. It was a one-timer. And it's taken away by Alex Denger of the Evergreens. Denger sends it out to center ice where it goes off the stick of Austin Shero. It goes all the way behind the Spash net. Trying to contest it there is Grant Dennis. Fighting for it out at the red line. Evergreens send it back in. No one's there, though. Spash defenders push it forward back to center ice. Evergreens would have had a two-on-one from... couldn't quite control it. Not very crisp passing tonight. Hopping off the sticks of a lot of Evergreens. Coming back here is Tyler Kohler. Kohler is onside. Had a man in front, but he was tied up and could not make that centering pass. Chris Sackman was skating towards the goal. Evergreens trying to get something going with the secondary line. Skating in is Sam Erickson. Erickson had it stick checked away, goes behind the net. 12 minutes to play in this one. 2-0 Spash. Neither team has had a power play. We've had penalty-free hockey as here we are. Almost midway through the third period. Loose puck scoots all the way towards the Spash net. It is sticked away by Nathan Siklavan and left for one of his defenders in the corner. Siklavan has just not been tested tonight. Evergreens try and get the takeaway. Here's one that comes free on goal, but Siklavan is able to stick it away before the Evergreens player, Brady Burrell, could get to it. Evergreens control it in the corner for the moment. Michael Plaza now behind the net. Plaza can't control that puck. Mason Sikowski, counterattack, coming in onside. Austin Haas, lead for his teammate, shot just over the crossbar. Nick Larson put it on net, but a little bit high. Again, Evergreens continue to be outshot and outplayed at this stage of the game. Back out to the red line, and Stevens Point sends it back in. That's Matt Hoyt, puts it behind the net. Evergreens of Brady Burrell. Here's a shot on goal by Grant Sikowski. Blocker, save. And Michael Moe had to go off his blocker and into the netting behind the net for a stoppage. D.C. Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Off the faceoff, Evergreens come out looking to go ahead to Michael Plaza. Pass is too long. Unable to catch up with it. Spash comes back on the other end. Counterattack 2-on-2. Checked off the puck there. Coming from behind was Michael Plaza. Play on. Plaza could have been called for checking from behind. Instead, back to the zone, Grant Chukowski. Chukowski looks to center. Finds a man, and there's a big save. Max Tatro had the puck go right onto his stick at very close range, and Michael Moe got down low to make the save. Been the best scoring opportunity of the period for Spash. 10:35 to play, third period. Stevens Point leading D.C. Everest 2-0. Faceoff will come to Michael Moe's left. Taking the draw is Tyler Kohler, but it's controlled by Stevens Point. Jake Jaworski, a briefly one in front, comes back out to the red line. Looking to center in the slot, went off the stick of one of the Everest defenders and into the corner. Behind the net is Avery Allard fighting for it for D.C. Everest. Evergreens push forward 3-on-2 if they hurry. Evergreens trailing the play, waiting to be onside. Now skating into the corner is Austin Shero. Shero carried behind the net, comes back out to the blue line where Alex Denger sends it into the corner. Denger went cross ice. Evergreens trying to hold the zone. Even when they have the puck in the zone, getting a shot on goal has been a completely different story. One of the Evergreens players hit from behind. Austin Shero hit the ice hard, but play ahead. And here's a breakaway opportunity the other way. Good save, and it pops up in the air and goes in anyway. Jake Jaworski had a breakaway. Michael Moe made the initial save, but again, Moe didn't secure the puck. It went up off his pads, popped into the air, and went behind his back and into the net. Tough break. But when you're being outplayed and outshot, those things happen. 3-0 Spash. I believe we're giving the goal here to Austin Haas. We will wait for the official announcement. It comes with 9:44 left in the game. And the Evergreens, again, being badly outplayed, the 3-0 advantage now may be a mountain that the Evergreens simply cannot climb. Face-off controlled by the Evergreens. Puck goes out of play, and we'll have a stoppage here. Jake Jaworski gets the goal. Face-off comes in the Everest end, out across the blue line, over the skate of Avery Allard. Goal scorer was Jake Jaworski. They're giving assists to Mason Chukowski and to Brock Caulfield. 3-0 Spash. In what's going to be a loss for the Evergreens, that's worse than it will wind up looking on paper. Spash will rush the length of the ice. Crisp pass out to the red line. Jared Hock onside, looking to center, goes off the stick of Tyler McHugh and goes into the corner. 8.5 minutes to play. Jacob Dunfries. Dunfries has it come off his skate. Evergreens try and control. Checked away. Grant Dennis got a whistle. Got a stoppage. Puck goes out of play. DC Everest Hockey, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank makes a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Face-off outside the blue line. Spash controls it. Jacob Dunfries on the backhand sends it to the corner. Evergreens player checked off the puck by Nick Page. Now it comes out of the zone. Spash sends it right back in, keeping the pressure on. Nate Bruns is there behind the net for the Evergreens. Austin Shiro and Derek Tomchik trying to clear it out. Unable to clear it out yet. Spash forechecking and fighting to keep it in. Nick Page sent it back into the corner. Page fights through and gets the puck. Nick Larson is in the corner. Larson trying to get it back out to the blue line. Instead, it goes behind the net. Action in front. Save. Michael Moe didn't know where it was. It's in the corner. Spash comes back out to the blue line and holds the zone. Here's a shot that is deflected by one of the Evergreens players, Tyler Kohler. Got a stick on that before it could get through. 7.5 minutes to play in the game. Evergreens trailing 3-0. Spash waits to be onside, and they are. They'll get a partial change here. The Evergreens get it behind the net. Evergreens will have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Looking to center, slides right through. Pass a little too long for Chris Sackman, goes into the corner. Both teams change up. Spash has an opportunity coming back the other way. Unable to control the puck, though, was Brock Caulfield. Goes to the corner. Spash holds the zone, sends it on net, almost redirected in front off the stick of Kobe Keller for the Panthers. Behind the net, Jake Jaworski, who lit the lamp earlier in the period, tries to fight for it, can't get it. Evergreens try and counter. The Evergreens come back out to center ice. 2-on-2 opportunity. Skating onside is Grant Dennis. Can't control that puck. Dennis checked off it and sent hard into the boards. Out to center ice. One of the Spash players had a little trouble locating the puck. Goes cross ice to the Evergreens. Bryce Dively. Dively is onside along with Matthew Yonke. Dively fights for it. Puck pops straight up into the air. Evergreens still hold the zone. Couple of Panthers trying to get their sticks on it, and they break it out to center ice. 6.5 minutes to play. All right, Evergreens come back the other way. Stick checked out of there. Poked away. Back to the red line. Avery Allard. Allard will rush 2-on-2. Allard winds up from the blue line. It's a one-timer, and it goes wide into the corner. Well, at least the Evergreens put something on goal there. Spash defender is waiting. Ben DeDecker for Spash trying to get it out. Evergreen centering from close range and almost fanning on it was Chris Babiarz. Puck came free almost in front, but Babiarz couldn't get a stick on it. Spash trying to counterattack, looking to center, slides right through the crease. Jared Houck was looking for a centering pass, and he just led his teammate a little too far. Evergreens come back the other way looking for Michael Plaza. Plaza has the puck sticked away from him, goes out of the zone. Spash recovers. with 5.5 minutes left in this one. Stevens Point leading 3-0. We have another hockey game waiting in the wings when we're done here up to Park Falls. Tom King will have the call of Wausau East against Shawamigan. That's coming up after 5 more minutes of live play here with Stevens Point working on a 3-0 shutout against DC Everest. Puck comes to the near side to the Evergreens. Grant Dennis. Dennis skates in. Got a good scoring opportunity. Close range going down low and making the save is Nate Siklavan. Tried to skate into close range there and Siklavan got down and put his pad right in front of the puck. Into the corner. It's the most that Siklavan has been tested so far in this period. Evergreens try and hold the zone. Comes back out to the blue line, now pinned up against the boards. Evergreens keep it in. Looking to center, coming cross ice. It's onto the stick of Avery Allard. Allard tries the backhand. Siklavan gloves it. Save there. Hold on to it, and he'll have a faceoff coming to his right. 4:43 to play. Spash 3, Evergreens nothing. D.C. Everest Hockey brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Online at bonejoint.net. Baseman's Clothing for 80 years. Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs during the Baseman Fall Blowout Sale. Face-off controlled by Spash. Right down to the other end. Nick Larson. Larson looks to control that puck, but the Evergreens come out. He'll have a 3-on-3 if they hurry. Evergreens dump it in. It's going into the far corner where Matthew Yonke will try and keep it alive. Yonke a little slow getting to the puck there, and the Evergreens can't hold it in at the blue line. Comes back out to center ice. Evergreens will send it back in. Here's Chris Sackman. Sackman puts it on goal, gloved and saved. And Siklavan will leave it for one of his defenders, so we'll play on. It's a one-timer. Spash looks to counterattack, and on the other end slid right through the crease, holding it in. Here's a shot, glove save by Michael Moe. Jake Jaworski was looking for his second. That one comes back on goal from Kobe Keller. Sticked aside into the corner. Under 4 minutes to play, and the Evergreens finally try and clear this out. Down from his knees as one of the Evergreens players lost his skate. Coming on goal, shot just wide from Kobe Keller. Keller was the beneficiary of that Everest defender who fell down to his knees. And the shot just went wide of Michael Moe. Part of this broadcast is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. Face-off's going to come just outside the blue line. Referee's looking down at the ice like something's not right there. Puck drops and we are restarted. D.C. Everest wins that draw. Puck's briefly behind the net. Evergreens fight to keep it in the zone with Brady Burrell. Burrell, baby R's, looking to center. Checked off the puck. Hit hard into the boards and Spash comes out. We are 3 minutes away from playing penalty-free hockey. On the other end, Spash offsides. We'll come back the other way. Referee's whistles mostly quiet tonight. Faceoff's going to come just outside the blue line after the offside whistle with 3:01 to play in this one. Spash controls the faceoff. Perry Greenwood getting some ice time. To the corner, Jared Houck. Houck's now behind the goal. He's looking to center. Nate Bruns fights for it for the Evergreens. Derek Tomchik gets the puck, clears the zone. Out to center ice, but unable to catch up with the puck was Austin Shero. Evergreen sent on goal. Tyler Kohler shot, save. Nathan Siklavan went up high, saved it with the glove. Siklavan preserving his own shutout there, which he is 2 minutes and 39 seconds away from earning. Last season, Bash defeated DC Evers 3-0 and 3-1. And they're on their way to what looks like a 3-0 victory here. Here's a takeaway by Spash. Coming back 3-on-2. Centering pass. This is on goal. Nice glove save by Michael Moe. Tyler McHugh had a pass right on the tape. And Michael Moe gloved it at close range. Good save by the senior. Faceoff's going to come to Moe's right. Jared Houck takes the draw for Spash. Evergreens were able to clear it out off the faceoff, comes to the red line. Jacob Dunfries sends it forward for one of his teammates, Tyler McHugh. McHugh fights for it in the corner. We'll go under 2 minutes to play here. It is behind the net, thinking about the wraparound, was Max Tatro. Comes back out, short range, shot, save, rebound is loose, got a whistle, goes over the crossbar, and we've got a penalty and a stoppage. I think we're going to have our first penalty of the night coming up here. Yeah, elbows were flying in front. And I believe that Spash may be ending the night on a power play. Avery Allard going to be called for that elbow. And for the first time, power play for the final 2:04 to play. The Evergreens will have 2 minutes off to feel the penalty.
14:52 of the third period. Number two, Avery Allard. 2 minutes for roughing. Allard, 2 minutes for roughing.
Spash with a man advantage. Comes in onside. And here comes Jake Jaworski. So, I mean, really the issue for the Evergreens, can you get a moral victory by keeping this game at 3-0? As Spash gets to try the power play for the first time. Here's a shot, goes off a stick, goes into the netting. Stoppage with 1:32 to play. The penalty on Avery Allard is the first penalty of the game, and it came with just over 2 minutes left. Sin bin mostly empty tonight. Off the deflection out of bounds, we'll have a faceoff coming to goalie Michael Moe's left. Puck drops. Spash with a rush towards the net, goes behind the net. They're able to hold the zone, skating with the man advantage. Mason Chilkowski sends it to the corner, comes back out to Chilkowski at the blue line, skates in traffic, partially deflected, and a save. Michael Moe with a good job there. Moe didn't have a good look at that shot off the stick, but still had good enough reflexes to get his glove on it and hold on. 1:12 left in the penalty to Allard, 1:19 left in the game. The Evergreens are in danger of being shut out here. They trail 3-0 off the faceoff shot and a score. It came cross ice off the faceoff, and the slap shot by Jacob Dunfries was put right past Michael Moe. That's Dunfries' second goal. Jacob scored back in the first period, and he's got one more score in the third to make it 4-0. We'll wait for assist information with 1:14 left in the ballgame. Back to even strength. Spash controls the goal, the puck again in the net. They'll give Matt Hoyt the assist. It was Hoyt who won the draw and got the puck cross ice to Jacob Dufresne. And now there is under a minute to play in the game, as Spash is going on to what is really a very convincing win. Puck's loose at center ice. Max Tatro for the Panthers fights for it. Comes loose along the boards. Evergreens have a one-on-one coming back the other way. Austin Shiro. Shiro is able to put it on goal, partially deflected and easily controlled by Nathan Siklavan. Siklavan's less than a half minute away from getting a shutout here tonight in net. Spash sends the puck out to the red line, 20 seconds to play. Skating and controlling the puck is Austin Haas. Now down to 10 seconds. Puck is loose at center ice. Spash backpedals, and that's where tonight's game will end. Spash simply too much for the D.C. Everest Evergreens tonight. Congratulations to the Stevens Point Panthers, 4-0 winners over D.C. Everest.